Trump on Hamas stealing humanitarian aid, we have to get the kids fed. By Nick Gilbertson on July 28, 2025. President Donald Trump said Monday that the children of Gaza must be fed, as he and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu say Hamas has been stealing key humanitarian aid. Trump and British Prime Minister Keir Starmer spoke about the situation in Gaza, including reports of starving children, Hamas's refusal to release the remaining Israeli hostages, and the need for an immediate ceasefire during a bilateral press conference at Trump Turnberry in Scotland. "I think before we get to phase two, which is, you know, what's going to happen afterwards, we want to get the children fed," Trump told reporters. "We made a contribution a week ago of $60 million, all going into food. We only hope the food goes to the people that need it. Because so much, as you know, when you do something there, it gets taken by Hamas or somebody, but it gets taken," he said. Trump added that the United States and allies need to help on a humanitarian basis before we do anything, emphasizing we have to get the kids fed. Trump noted that he had positive discussions with European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen about the humanitarian aid matter, and that the European Union will play a big role in humanitarian efforts. "Hamas has been very difficult to deal with," Trump said, highlighting the group's refusal to release the remaining Israeli hostages. "You know, we got a tremendous amount of hostages out, but it would take place in drips and drabs. You'd get 10, you'd get 5, you'd get 2, you'd get 10, 12, we got 12 one time," he recalled. "But I always said, when you get down to the final 10 or 20, you're not going to be able to make a deal with these people, because they use them as a shield, and when they give them up, they no longer have a shield," he added. "And the people of Israel feel so strongly about the hostages." He and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu have been in contact to discuss plans concerning the hostages, Trump noted. Watch, touching scene, freed hostages embrace loved ones at Israeli hospital. Starmer shared similar sentiments at the top of the meeting, emphasizing the need for humanitarian aid and a ceasefire. "I think both of us know that we have to get to that ceasefire and we have to increase humanitarian aid in, and thank you for what you've already been doing, are doing and are committed to, because without you, this would not be capable of resolution," Starmer told Trump. "I think that if we can work not just on the pressing issues of the ceasefire, but also on this issue of getting humanitarian aid in at volume, at speed, and then we've discussed a plan for what then happens afterwards, I think we can do our very best to alleviate what is an awful situation at the moment," he added. Netanyahu on Sunday called accusations that Israel was employing a starvation policy in Gaza a bold-faced lie. "Israel is presented as though we are applying a campaign of starvation in Gaza. What a bold-faced lie," he said. He added that Hamas is responsible for forbidding aid. "And what has interdicted the supply of humanitarian aid is one force, Hamas," he said. "Again, the reversal of truth."